The grounds of the Institute of Neuroscience had lush green lawns and flowering shrubs. A few low domes protruded through the greenery, and a stubby block-like building rose from a grove of trees in the distance. Harris rode a quiet electric car, hardly big enough for her and the driver, from the public transit stop to the entrance.
Seems quite open for what the directories say is on this planet. Spacious, even.
A bomb attack, 30 years ago. The Benignity, of course. They thought they were getting a manufacturing complex. We rebuilt underground, even though that's no real protection against modern munitions. But it was all ugly and crowded before. This way, we have something pretty to look at.
At the front desk, Harris handed over her official documents with the royal seal of the Familius Regnant. She had noticed three nondescript men in the waiting room, Gerald's all, scattered among the other patients.
Are you the patient, Captain?
No, but I would prefer not to explain here.
The clerk managed heroically, Harris thought, not to peer into the waiting room.
Of course. Perhaps you and... is the patient here?
Yes.
Then perhaps you and the patient would come this way?
Harris gave the hand signal the Geralds had taught her, and one by one they ambled up to the desk, leaned over, and took the colored card the clerk held up. Her eyes widened, but she said nothing. Doctors Koshinsky and Velen, male and female, short and tall, thick and thin, dark and fair. Koshinsky's dark beard was only slightly darker than his skin, and he came up to Velen's elegant silk-clad shoulder. Harris wondered what they thought of her and the clones. The clones had shed their disguises and now wore identical coveralls. They looked like a frieze of tall, blonde princes.
Can you describe the problem any more precisely, Captain?
I thought that was in the King's letter.
Unfortunately not. What it says is that he was given a demonstration of a drug to inhibit higher cognitive processes and its reversibility in a person of his son's age. Then that same drug, he thinks, was administered to his son, causing a relative inability to learn and perform cognitive tasks at the level his innate abilities warranted. Quite frankly, Captain Serrano, we would regard such a use of any method of lowering intelligence to be quite unethical. In our culture, intelligence is respected.
If I understand correctly, the king was given a choice of having his son partially and temporarily incapacitated or assassinated. His older sons had both died, one by assassination and one in dubious circumstances. It was not an easy choice.
Even so. And now I understand he wants to see if the effect can be reversed by someone other than the perpetrator?
That's right. I should also mention that the use of clone doubles is not only unethical, but illegal in our society.
Not here. We grow clones all the time. We've nothing against clones. They have full legal identity.
The problem is, these clones have been trained to be the prince's doubles. Now each of them claims he is not the prince, that the prince is somewhere else. I was twice informed that the person I was taking aboard was the prince, only I have no way of telling the difference. And I think it likely that they are somehow programmed or conditioned not to reveal the prince's identity.
Were the clones also treated to inhibit their intelligence?
I don't know. I wasn't even told there were clones.
Then the first step is to examine these young men, with their permission, of course.
Certainly. He won't be able to distinguish us one from another.
Harris had her doubts. Anyone who could scan weapons an RSS ship would miss might well have new and better ways to tell a prime from its clone. 2 days later, Dr. Velen called Harris in for another conference. She had a stack of data cubes and a cube player already set up.
Let me tell you what we found out so far. Do you have a medical background by any chance?
No, sorry.
Well, I'll do my best. Do ask questions when they occur, will you? Now, we know that the prince is a registered embryo. Now, in the Familius Regnant, that means an embryo guaranteed to carry the genetic markers of the certified biological parents. All known flaws eliminated and enhancements included.
Enhancements?
Legally, all the genes, whole genes, must come from either the certified mother or the certified father. Given a sufficiency of sperm and ova from almost anyone, it's possible to select desirable, even outstanding, gene fragments. Humans are superbly heterozygous. It's only a question of knowing which sequences correlate with which desired trait. But there are practical limits on the quantity of genetic material. Time constraints, for instance. By the time you've located the single recessive gene you want in one of the 50 million sperm you examined, the ovum may be overripe. If it's not to be a gamble, much like the original, you use enhancements.
And those are?
Gene fragments, not whole genes, which means they can be substituted with the usual techniques.
Harris had no idea what the usual techniques were and didn't really care.
For instance, intelligence. Everyone has known since old Earth times that intelligence is not a single entity, a single faculty. There are modules, specialized clumps of neurons which preferentially work with certain inputs.
Like the yacht's scanning computers. This one for detecting one kind of input and interpreting it, and that one for another.
Not really. Or rather, in a way, but not completely. The human brain has developmental preferences, but it's also remarkably plastic. It responds to experience, so that the more experience in a cognitive domain, the more likely that function is to work well. But more important, to this patient, is what happens when things go wrong.
Harris nodded. She found it hard to concentrate, even though she needed to be able to explain to the king later. What had gone wrong was the prince got stupid. Simple, and, if not repairable, the end of the king's hopes. The doctor talked on and on, and Harris felt herself falling more and more behind. What was a dedicated neuron? What did Dr. Velen mean by saying that some of them were supposed to die off?
One thing that would work is a protein that blocks the production of a given neurotransmitter by tying up the RNA on which the protein would be constructed. I presume you do know something about biochemistry?
Sorry, my specialty lies elsewhere. I know what DNA is, but the function of different kinds of RNA, well, that's beyond me.
Dr. Velen looked pained, opened her mouth, closed it, and finally shrugged.
You won't get it. Not in the time we have.
Perversely, Harris was now determined to understand.
Look, if you'll give me time to read something, even a child's version, I'm sure I can learn. It's just that it's so far from my own background.
Right. Warfare. I suppose you know how to kill people.
This sort of hostility was familiar.
Well, yes, but so do you. Any medical researcher knows as many lethal tricks as I do. No, my expertise is in the equipment and the personnel. I must know the interactions of all shipboard systems.
Engineering.
Yes, it is. So is clinical medicine, to my view. Know the systems, recognize when something's wrong, and know what to do about it.
Well, I suppose. We like to think of ourselves as researchers, too.
I'm sure you are. So are some of us. Space Fleet officers, I mean. A friend of mine solved a century-old problem in oxygen exchange systems. That's never been my talent. I can keep on top of existing systems, but I'm not an innovator. But I know and respect those who are.
Well, if you really want to know, then, there's an undergraduate course on Cube. I have a copy because my second daughter is going to be taking it next year. Or if you want a fast take, there's the induction trainer.
The induction trainer gave Harris a headache. Still, it was fast. She agreed. When she came up from the course, the first thing Harris thought of was not the prince, but Lady Cecilia. She had a glimmer of what might have been done to her, although she recognized her own inexpertise. This time she talked to Dr. Koshinsky. Dr. Velen was, he said, busily working out sequences. And now Harris understood, in principle, what that was and why it was important.
Could that, the same mechanism, cause a stroke-like appearance in an elderly patient?
Dr. Koshinsky rocked back on his heels, considering her suggestion.
Not by itself, I wouldn't think. It could maintain that appearance, but the onset would be too slow. Why?
Harris explained all she knew of Cecilia's condition.
One of her visitors described what looked like an implanted delivery system for drugs. That could be the maintenance drug you're talking about.
Is this a political person you're speaking of?
Heavens, no.
Harris wondered, even as she said it, if that were completely true. Lady Cecilia did not choose to involve herself in politics much, but she had, after all, pressured the crown into arranging the pardon and restitution for convicted military personnel. If that wasn't political power, Harris wondered what was.
She's a very wealthy, very independent elderly lady. My former employer, in fact. In perfect health, so far as anyone knew. She collapsed in what appeared to be a stroke, followed by a coma, but we have reason to suspect that's not what really happened. If she was felled by some chemical attack, could you reverse it?
We'd have to get to her, or her to us. There's no way I'd touch this long distance. Where is she?
I have no idea. I can, possibly, get in touch with someone who knows where she is.
It would be better to intervene as soon as possible. If spontaneous recovery doesn't occur in the absence of the neurotoxins, degeneration can occur from inhibition of response.
I don't know how her recovery has gone.
Find out. You're sure this was an intentional injury?
Reasonably sure. She had made some enemies. In fact, I was suspected of having done it. Her family, a very prominent one, was upset because she mentioned me in her will.
There was no real advantage to concealing Cecilia's identity.
Lady Cecilia DeMarctos.
Koshinsky was nodding before she finished the full thing. He recognized the name.
I see. But you want her to recover?
Yes. Not only is she my employer, she's my friend. She's remarkable. You'd have to know her.
As a matter of fact, I know a little. My niece is horse crazy, and we gave her the complete set of great riders. So I've seen Lady Cecilia, at least as she was at her peak. If you don't know where she was taking me, I suggest a possibility. She used to own a stud farm and training facility on Rotterdam.
She wouldn't be there. It's too obvious. She'd have been taken somewhere less...
The thing is, you could find out without much trouble. She's known and loved in the world of those who breed and train performance horses. They don't care about politics on the whole, but they do care about each other. They will know where she is, I'm sure. And while they may not tell you, they'll tell her friends you're looking.
Do you need me here while you work on the prince?
Not really.
Then I think I'll go find her. Bring her back. You have adequate security here?
We hope so.
Then I can leave the prince and his clones. Or the clones without the prince. And by the way, haven't you found any way yet to distinguish them?
Not yet. They claim they were told it was possible, but none of them knows how it worked. Or so they say. It's a pity. These young men seem to think they have no right to exist without their so-called prime. It's an ethical problem for us, because we would normally attempt to give them the psychological support they need to become independent, fully functioning adults. Yet this is not what your king asked for in his contract, and we suspect he will not approve that service. You are only his agent, I realize. But if you're going back to Familia's space, I hope you can convey to him our very grave reservations. We would like to have some guarantee that these young men will be granted some sort of citizenship when they return.
Do they need all three clones to untangle them?
I don't know. Why?
Well, because, like you, I worry about assassination. If those doctors are so convinced the clones should be treated like everyone else, then they aren't going to confine them. After all, they're healthy, full of energy. What do you want to bet they'll decide to give them outpatient privileges or something? I agree we should try to find Lady Cecilia and bring her here if she wants to come. But even though the king lied to us, we still have that obligation.
So what do you suggest?
Take one or two of the clones with us, openly. Then if someone tries to wipe them out, they'll only get two or one, whatever.
Ah, so which should I take?
I don't see that it matters. Let them choose.
Get us ready, then. I want to leave as soon as possible.
I suppose I should warn you that Oblo's made some new friends.
What this time?
Well, he got a good deal on a new ship identity that he thinks will hold up better than the last one. We're now the Harper Valley, in case you want to know.